Josh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The number of weekly jobless claims in the U.S. up by 22,000 to 242,000. That's the highest number in 3 months. And more job cuts could be coming to the federal workforce as the Trump administration's directed all federal agencies to submit plans for large-scale layoffs and restructuring by March 13th. ABC's Rachel Scott says the process has seen reversals.
One day after the Department of Veterans Affairs cut $2 billion in contracts, the department reversing some cancellations that may have affected medical care and benefits for veterans, including safety inspections at VA medical facilities and supporting cancer programs.
On social media, President Trump says tariffs will go into effect on Canada and Mexico March 4th. The West Texas measles outbreak still growing, now blamed for the death of a school-aged girl. Legendary actor Gene Hackman found dead in his New Mexico home along with his wife and their dog. Authorities say there were no signs of foul play. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM. From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is fearful of what the Trump administration policies might mean for Wisconsin. Evers commented to the Wisconsin Counties Association's annual legislative conference in Madison on Tuesday and said there's, quote, no question that tariffs are going to negatively impact Wisconsin's economy. Evers and other governors from around the nation met with President Trump at the White House last week. Evers said what was supposed to be a 20-minute discussion ended up lasting an hour and a half. The Democratic governor said that while the president is, quote, an amazing human being in a lot of ways, he continues to be concerned about the direction the administration is taking. An Oshkosh police officer will not face criminal charges for fatally shooting a stabbing suspect. The Winnebago County Assistant District Attorney, Tracy Pater, wrote that the use of deadly force was justified. On December 10th, officers responded to a stabbing call on West 10th Avenue. There they found a young woman with multiple stab wounds. They also found the suspect, identified as Delvion Fairman, wielding what was described as a large machete. Officers fired two shots as Fairman continued to advance on them. A second stabbing victim was later found in the basement bathroom. The DCI investigation suggests Fairman was under the influence of psychedelic mushrooms. The Shawnee County Sheriff's Office says 16-year-old Ayana Mendez has been found safe. You may remember we reported yesterday that Mendez has been missing since February 16th. Officials say she was located Wednesday afternoon. No other details have been shared. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Packers willing to trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where it's been reported the Packers are taking offers to trade away defensive back Jaire Alexander. He was a first-round pick for the Pack in 2018. Green Bay has not drafted a receiver in the first round in over 20 years. Why not? GM Brian Gutekunst.
You know, it's funny. It's never been like a philosophical thing we've talked about through my time in Green Bay. It's never been something, hey, like we don't want to take wide receivers in the first round. There are certainly opportunities we've had. We thought that was going to happen, and for whatever reason, it didn't. But at the same time, we've had a lot of second-round receivers that have been pretty good players for us.
NBA, the Bucks face the Denver Nuggets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Brooke Lopez on defending Denver center Nikola Jokic.
You know, I'll be on the point of attack a bit, doing my job, just try to be physical with him, make things as difficult as possible as you can for him, and trusting I got my teammates behind me.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy and a little breezy today. I think we may see a bit more sun trying to peek through the clouds this afternoon. Our high, low 40s. Tonight, down to 29. Tomorrow, some light rain or snow showers. Mostly cloudy and very windy. We'll get to 48 around lunchtime, falling into the 30s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
The flavor in Yeti Yum's freeze-dried candy, it will take you on a trip from chewy to crunchy. It's a Yeti adventure. Yeti.
Yeti, Yeti Yums. It's a Yeti adventure.
Yeti Yums. Super fun and full of flavor. Freeze-dried candy and fruit, fresh cotton candy, Lotus energy drinks, kombucha refills, and new creations every week. Plus over 15 free samples. Visit them in downtown Oshkosh.
Carrigan Brothers Winery created and sold their first bottle of wine in 2000. With a creative sense of taste composing traditional and modern wines, experimenting with flavors like lemon and cherry. Today, bringing flavor to names like Green Leprechaun and Muddled Old Fashioned. Carrigan Brothers Winery. Taste and enjoy the flavor of something special. And be sure to check out their amazing gift shop. Highway 55 in Freedom, Wisconsin. CarriganBrothers.com. Life doesn't get any better than this.
Maggie Dawn.
At 2 o'clock, Tom Paulswitz and I dig into DEI in the age of Trump. We share with you some of the things MLK said that you may never have heard of.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. You know, I'm going to do It's Your Thing. Do what you want to do. And our phone lines are open. I'll take any, you know, any comments, any questions. But before I get there, I want to do a quick commentary. Something I haven't done, but I feel compelled to do because of where we are now, the times and the impact of the Trump presidency in many areas. So let me put this out there. This is statistics, Statistasia, which is the name of this periodical. It's Economy and Politics. Poverty rate in the United States in 2023 by race and ethnicity. The American Native American and Alaskan Native, the Native American Indian, 21.2%. This is 2023 statistics. Even to this day, 21% of the Native Americans live in poverty. Up next, the black community. 18% of the black community lives in poverty. Hispanic community, 16.6% live in poverty. All other races, 11.1% live in poverty. The white race, 7.7% live in poverty, and Asians, 9.1%. So why am I bringing those statistics up? For two reasons. I live in urban America. I don't live in rural America. And with what Donald Trump is doing to many people, the people who are going to be hurt the most are the people who are already in poverty. Again, Native Americans, 21%. Blacks, 18%. Hispanics, 16.6%. All other races, 11%. And white America, 7.7%. But what I'm hearing is the impact to rural America, as if people who live in the cities are somehow not going to feel this pain. Well, we're going to feel it the worst and the most. And so I hear, well, you know, people who live in urban America who voted for Donald Trump, you know, we've got to understand why they did it. And Donald Trump pulled the wool over their eyes. Well, I say to that, as I move around my community and as the conversations in our community are about the realities of what is coming to people who are already 18% are impoverished, the policies of Donald Trump and Republicans, and the damage that they're going to do to people who've been living on the margin forever. It's just unimaginable. Programs that are going to be, what is going to happen to people who are on the lowest rung of the society? And yet, they're not even talked about. Well, you know, rural America, I get it, right? Rural America voted for Donald Trump overwhelmingly. And all of us have to suffer that pain because of the decisions that were made. Our communities already struggling and are going to be totally devastated. The elderly and children. It's unbearable what is coming down the pike. So I get it when I hear, well, you know, we can't be too hard on rural America. Well, hey, rural America, you voted for this man. And yes, okay, you can have buyer's remorse. But that doesn't help what's coming down the pike in the community where I live. And the children and the elderly who already struggle to eke out a living in the wealthiest nation on earth, it's going to be even more difficult as programs that have been placed there to address what put them in the condition in the first place. So for all those people who condemn Joe Biden and Democrats, well, they didn't do anything for us. And so, you know, we've got to vote for Donald Trump because he really is going to do something for us. It was talked about all along that he wasn't going to do anything for you. He had been there before. 4 years, 8 years ago, he was the president. Many of us knew who and what he was. Yet people voted for him anyway. And now as the nation is weighed in the balance, and now as the world itself has been turned inside out and upside down, and you watch this man, this monster, as he continues to do the things that he is doing. Unbelievable. What is transpiring? Let me give you some ideas of who this man is. This man is getting ready to cut the EPA by 65%. The Environmental Protection Agency that is there to protect you, your children, and the future of this nation. And 65% of that is going to be gutted. because of this man. And as he continues to talk about this in a manner that I would say to you does not have any human qualities in it whatsoever, you know, this is where we are. I'm sorry. We can't wash our hands of what we, the role we played in putting this man in office. We're watching the devastation of it. It's only been a month. We know what's coming. If the ensuing weeks and months are anything like what we've already witnessed, it's not so easy to say, well, he snookered us. He didn't have to be there. We knew who he was. And yet we put him there in the first place. Here's a man. The prospect of cutting 65% to the EPA, which Trump mentioned in a White House cabinet meeting Wednesday, is a dream come true for some conservatives who have long advocated for shrinking the regulatory agency. But the public declaration that the administration would eliminate most of the agency's tasks with cleaning up the toxic waste and regulating air and water pollution stunned EPA's employees. Listen to that. The EPA is tasked with cleaning up toxic waste, regulating air and water pollution. Who would be opposed to that? Unless there was somebody who clearly is deranged. And there are people who will still say, that's my man. I'm still with Trump. Man, who do you think the air, toxic waste, and water pollution, who in our nation is not impacted by that? I don't care whether you live in rural America, whether you live in urban America. You've got to understand that we're all in this thing together. All of us in it together. And yet, there are people who continue to support this madness. Let me bring this up to you before we go to the phone lines. Here's what's at the root of all of this with Donald Trump and Elon Musk. The Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, is weighing the cancellation of an over $2 billion contract that was awarded to Verizon for overhauling the National Airspace Systems Communication Network. It's been taken away from Horizon and given to Elon Musk and his Starlink space. Politics. That's what's at the root of it. 855-752-4842 is the number. It's your thing. Do what you want to do on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
In Wisconsin's Supreme Court election, your family's safety is on the line. Just ask retired Wisconsin police officer Mike Walter.
As a police officer trying to put away violent criminals, you deal with two kinds of prosecutors. Guys like Brad Schimmel, who gave big plea deals to rapists, domestic abusers, and even a man caught with child pornography. And someone like Susan Crawford, who made sure rapists, murderers, and abusers were behind bars so victims could get justice.
That's Susan Crawford, the former prosecutor who took violent criminals off our streets and the judge who kept them in jail. Take it from a cop.
When I walk in a courtroom, I want Judge Susan Crawford, and now we need her on the Supreme Court.
The truth is, Extreme Brad Schimmel won't keep Wisconsin families safe. We need Susan Crawford, the common sense judge. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. Crawford for WI.com.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. All calls are welcome. Before we go there, this just adds to what we're into, what we're in. Trump shares AI video envisioning Gaza development with a gold statue of himself. President Trump on Tuesday evening shared a video produced using artificial intelligence that showcases his proposals for the potential development of the war-torn Gaza Strip, complete with a golden statue of his likeness and beachfront skyscrapers rising from the rubble. This man is insane and has very few human qualities, and yet people put him in that position. Let's go to Tom from Richland. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Yeah, can you imagine being the guy who drew that all up and showed it to him the first time? That must have been awesome. That's incredible. Listen, now you're talking about the EPA being good. I just want to mention that we don't have nuclear power plants being built because they're so expensive that they have a problem that insurance companies won't pay for the damage they do. And the U.S. government guarantees beyond a certain amount that they would take care of the rest. And when they start building nuclear power plants again, that's one EPA rule, one kind of federal rule they're not going to break down, because they can't do this without this government guarantee to cover the disasters. So it's just another example of where they pick where they want to gut things and hang on to things that, you know, are probably stupid to begin with.
Well, you know, Tom, the EPA is there for a reason, right? Okay, Environmental Protection Agency. Okay,
who started it?
It doesn't matter. Who is it? Who is it? Who is it there to protect? Hey, Tom, who is it there to protect? regardless of who's there to who started it. Who is it there to protect? The corporations?
All of us.
Right? Okay, well, they're getting ready to do away with that. Doesn't that bother you?
Absolutely. It's incredible.
All right.
Hey, I just want to answer one nice bit of news. Is we're making maple syrup today out here, Earl. I'll try to get you some.
All right, man.
Homemade
all right.
Maple syrup.
Hey, man, thank you. I would certainly leave your number with. Leave your number with. Okay, you got it. All right, thank you. Hey, Mary, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Good morning, Earl. So power and money are the addictions driving the administration, and, you know, it's unbelievable actions. If people want a source of hope, I'd like to call their attention to The Contrarian, which is Substack. Jen Rubin, I just listened to her this morning, and so she's going to be interviewing Ben Wickler today, and she's highlighting the importance of the Wisconsin Supreme Court election coming up. And she's going to be interviewing him today, and then I don't know if it's going to be live, but she'll definitely have a write-up. So for $7 a month, you know, subscribing to The Contrarian is really a source of hope for us, and I hope that people will look into this. They're looking for as many subscribers as possible.
It's called The Contrarian?
The Contrarian. The Contrarian, yeah. If you Google that, you know, it'll come up. And so Jen Rubin,
Hey, Mary, I remember her. I will look it up, and I will certainly comment on it and bring it up, okay?
Please do. Thank you.
Thank you as always, my friend. Really appreciate it. Let's go to Bill. Hey, good morning to you, Bill. How you doing, sir? You say what?
You know, there is a lot of hope, Earl, with Trump.
How? Where is it at, Bill?
Where it came from.
Where's the hope?
I'll explain. I'll tell you exactly. It's one of the members of your civic media group, James Santel. I was talking to him on a Saturday, and I said, how vulnerable is Trump right now? And he said, I quote, extremely. And here's what he meant. He's a very easy guy to manipulate. You know how to manipulate him and pull his strings. But with all that's going on, he's going to face one thing he has no ability to deal with. He's powerless, and that's integrity, honesty, diplomacy, our standard in our country. It won't be long till it really hits the fan, big time, with him. And he's called out. Remember, the people run the country. He doesn't. We have the ability to shut the country down. We have the ability to hold him accountable. He thinks he's king, but people panic and say, oh, my God, he's king. He's king. No, he's not. He's king in his mind.
Hey, Bill, I will say to you that if he's not, he's certainly wielding power of a king. And whether or not the people have the power to stop him or not is in question, because we have a Congress that can't stop him. We have a judicial system that doesn't seem to be able to stop him, Bill. And it's early on in this, and we're talking 4 years. Again, he's dismantling the EPA, Bill. I don't see the encouragement in that.
Well, let me expound on that.
Okay, well then, hang on, Bill. 855-752-4842. It's your thing. We can talk about whatever it is you want to talk about on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. In his budget, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is proposing a new office to oversee the Wisconsin Department of Corrections. $2 million of his proposed two-year budget would be used to create an 11-person ombudsperson's office. The office would be tasked with investigating complaints about the status of corrections facilities, as well as instances of abuse, unfair acts, or violation of rights. Prison reform activists have repeatedly called for such an office, but some Republican lawmakers have pushed back on its potential structure. Even school children can affect change. Crosswalks are essential for any pedestrian crossing, but especially near schools where children are biking and walking. The city of Green Bay recently installed flashing beacons at 48 crosswalks throughout the city. One was supposed to be at the corner of Eliza and Webster Street. However, a group of students at Aldo Leopold conducted their own research and presented their findings to the city. Students mostly used an intersection a block to the south of there. Due to their efforts, Public Works Director Steve Grenier and the city changed the location of the flashing beacon to Emily and South Webster Streets. More crosswalk improvements are planned this summer to include driver feedback signs. Education consultant Brittany Kinzer is moving on to April's general election following last week's second-place primary finish for state superintendent of public instruction. On a call with reporters recently, Kinzer said standards have been lowered under incumbent Jill Underley. Underley has defended the changes she's made to the DPI test standards, saying she's committed to advocating for better local public schools so every kid can get the best education. Kinzer and Underley will be on the April 1st ballot. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. John Hughes was the king of teenage comedies, pretty much up until his sudden death in 2009. At a recent event in Hollywood, producer Adam Fields says Hughes sent him the initial script for The Breakfast Club as a play that was all set in one classroom. When asked about a potential remake, Fields said he did not think the film could be remade because it is character-driven, whereas everything these days is mostly concept-driven. The Breakfast Club recently celebrated the 40th year since its release. The cast of the Oscar-nominated film Conclave, a film about selecting the new pope after the death of a pope, has a lot on their mind, like a potential Best Picture win at the Oscars this coming weekend after winning the Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture last Sunday at the Screen Actors Guild Awards. Members of the cast wished real-life Pope Francis well as he has been hospitalized with health issues at 88 years old. Isabella Rossellini said, "We love this Pope and are worried for him. Life imitating art or art imitating life." For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and a little breezy today. I think we may see a bit more sun trying to peek through the clouds this afternoon. Our high, low 40s. Tonight, down to 29. Tomorrow, some light rain or snow showers. Mostly cloudy and very windy. We'll get to 48 around lunchtime, falling into the 30s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
Craving a deliciously authentic schnitzel? Thirsty for a beer brewed locally following the German purity law? Check out OB's Brauhaus in Appleton. Serving their customers since 1928, making them the most German authentic restaurant in the area. Dig into several types of handmade schnitzels or Bavarian dinners, along with modern traditional American fare like filet mignon, grilled salmon, or more. OB's Brauhaus offers happy hour Tuesday through Thursday, fish fry on Fridays, and shrimp or extra, extra large schnitzels on Saturdays.
Prost! Schmidt.
On Friday's show, TJ Bowles and Aaron Arsenal are in from Highbred Wrestling to talk about a great event coming up at Badger State Brewing.
And we'll feature Jamie Lynn Fletcher with our Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series.
Join us.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. I just want to add, before we go back to the phone lines, President Trump on Tuesday evening shared a video produced using artificial intelligence that showcases his proposal for the potential development of the war-torn Gaza Strip, complete with a golden statue of his likeness and beachfront skyscrapers rising from the rubble. The 33-second video, which the president shared on Truth Social, starts with a shot of the city in ruins and the Israeli military's 15-month bombardment. Text on the screen then reads, Gaza 2025, what's next? The AI footage then pans to a scene of what seems to be tech billionaires and senior advisor Elon Musk enjoying a meal and laughing as the sun shines and people dance around him. I don't know what you call that. You know, all of that carnage, all of those lives that were lost in that, and a man doesn't have any soul because he can show this. And this is what people call our leader. Bill, you wanted to say why you think that these things, at Donald Trump can, these things we shouldn't be worried about. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be worried about it. You should be aware. But just a few minutes ago on your show, they talked about April 1st. If we can keep Shifty Schimmel out of our Supreme Court, we made a huge step forward. And then I'm going to allude to something else you talked about this morning, the EPA. You get the right Supreme Court judge in Wisconsin, I wouldn't worry too much about all this stuff with the EPA. They will stand strong against all of that. They will tie those people up in court till they don't know which way is up. Our country needed to go through a cleansing. It was obviously where we were headed. We have fake news, and now he's using AI. But remember, we too can use AI against him. Remember, we can use all his insanity against him. He wants to interrogate James Comey. That might be the best thing that ever happened. One guy that will really be prepared
to
be investigated will be James Comey.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Brendan. Good morning to you, Brendan. You say what?
Yeah, listen, I don't think anybody needs to look any further than the fact that he put Pete Hegseth in charge of our military, okay? The guy is a knucklehead, but he's not really that much of a knucklehead. He's like a Fox knucklehead, and I don't mean the network. What I mean is that he's just surrounding himself with yes people, and when the MAGA morons call, they want to tell us all about how we're just being ridiculous, when really all they're doing is just hoping to God that this thing, this worm turns somehow. But guess what? It's not. He wants to be Putin, okay? Talks about putting his face on a $250 bill. Oh, no, the MAGA people say. No, that's not true. Oh, he doesn't want his face on the mountain with the other four presidents. No, that's not true either. Well, you know what is true? This guy was all over the child molesters report, was all over his phone messages, traveled on his plane seven times that we know of, and he sexualized his own daughter. He's been married three times, but yet all the little representative minions of his come out and throw a cross in front of their shirt, especially the women. They want to make sure that big cross is right out there. So they hide behind God, and I just got to – I'm just – please, if he's going to come, please come now and just help us out here. He's slow – free press, my God, if anybody isn't waking up to the fact that we are losing the free press, he's eliminating people one at a time. He's got the FCC going over any network that doesn't speak highly of him, okay?
So people,
you know, Brendan, he's almost conquered this. Thank you very much for the call. Tom from L.A., good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. First, I want to thank you because December 1st, I started my workout routine, and I walk at least 10 miles a day. I'm on Dr. Omar's supplement. He's been wonderful. My body fat percentage is down to 15%. So I'm kind of back in my football playing days in terms of my body composition, all that. So I want to thank you for that. Second, everyone needs to make sure they know when the town hall meetings are. And if you're a representative is not having a town hall meeting, you have your own town hall meeting and put a cardboard cut-up of that person in front of the room. Right now, what the Republicans are trying to do, my mom is in Derek Van Orden's area, and what they're trying to say is, oh, no, we're not going to cut Medicare, Medicaid, or Social Security. They are lying to you.
No question, they're lying.
They already passed the budget, but what they're doing is they're trying to make sure their hands are not bloody by saying, okay, we've made all these cuts. Now there will be other committees that will actually make those cuts. So that way the Republicans in Congress don't get blamed for making those cuts. So I just want to make people aware, because Derek Van Orden will send you a letter and say, people that say we're not cutting Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid are lying. He wrote that directly in an email. That's a lie, because it may not be him directly, but he did the budget the other day, which will actually lead to the cutting of Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security.
Well,
I just want to make people aware.
Well, Tom, if people
town hall meeting.
Well, if people really knew, the only way you can cut, you know, the real deficit is to cut either Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, or the military. That's it. And so they have to deal with one of those four. And if they say that they're not going to deal with any of them, they're just totally lying. Hey, man, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Gene from McClure. Good morning to you, Gene. You say what?
I want to follow up on Tom. And I want to remember great things that he said. If they're spewing it, they're doing it. And they even put a letter, you know, a tweet or something like that on my local news station. I was so goddamn mad I had steam flowing on my ears of Eric Van Orden's message, a picture of him in the corner, and his message that they are not going to, you know, impact Medicaid and Medicare. And I was serious. I tried to call the station, and I couldn't call. There is something really wrong with this, and people, you need to vote against Schimmel. There's lies going out, and if they're spewing it and calling this judge that's running against him, Susan Crawford, endangering public safety, who endangers public safety? They're spewing it. They're the ones doing it, driving costs up on our families. Who drove up costs on our families? People that are after their name, not Susan Crawford. And record of liberal partnership. Well, what the devil's liberal partnership? That's so BS. They've lived the label of liberal versus mega people supporting oligarchs and people trying to hurt the average American person. Wake up, folks.
Hey, Gene.
Out there fighting.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Susan. Hey, good morning to you, Susan. Your thoughts? Susan?
Trump, I get so upset with him. Trump did with Gaza. People need to understand that the Palestinians, do you think that the people in those areas are going to allow that to happen? This is why he has not cut the military. The next step will be we will be funding military to go to Gaza to maintain that area. and there is going to be a war. And it's not going to affect us because we're too old, but it will affect our children and our grandchildren because this is what's going on. And people have to understand. You say, well, this is the United States, we the people. The Republicans have gerrymandered it. They packed Congress. They packed the judicial system, the Supreme Court. You don't have, the only thing that you have right now going for you people is to vote these Republicans out of office. That's the only thing that you have. And you have to wake up to that because otherwise we are totally lost. And we will be in the kingdom of Trump forever after.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much for the call, as always. You know, 855-752-4842 is the number. I would say to you, let me respond to this text. The Earl, and this says, this is from James, the Earl Ingram Show, Democrats and government spending poll February 24th. 66% said Democrats should join the mission of cutting government waste. Let me say to you, James, you may not be aware, but the only way they can address the debt that we owe is not through cutting what they call cutting government waste. The sheer dollars that they need to have and the cuts that need to be made can only be made, as I said earlier, Social Security, Medicare, you know, Medicaid, and the military. Those are the four major, you know, costs in our government. And the only other way to address cutting our debt and deficit is to raise the revenue. And you don't do that by cutting taxes on the wealthy. So since you're giving the tax cuts to the wealthy, James, you know, you're just ill-informed. There's no other way that you can do that. I don't care how many Fox News shows you watch or what other radio conservative talk outlets, you know, you listen to. The truth of the matter is the only way to cut and do to the degree that you're going to impact the debt that we owe is through those four programs. And since they're saying that they're not going to cut them, which is a lie, you're just so far off the mark. Look it up. 855-752-4842 is the number. It is, you know, phone lines are open. It is your show. You can do what you want to do. I'll take any questions or comments on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
The 2025 draft is almost here, bringing in guests from around the world for this once-in-a-lifetime event. Enjoy ultra-high-end luxury with Simple Life Hospitality's NFL Draft Homes. Available to fit all budgets, experience hospitality at its finest with concierge services like private chefs, transportation, grocery delivery, and daily excursions. Doing a corporate retreat? Have your company host a party at a draft home in walking distance to Lambeau. Visit SimpleLifeRentals.com and make the most of this unforgettable event.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar is brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub.
Here are some events for Oshkosh North teams. Friday, March 14th at 6:35 p.m., Boys Varsity Basketball State tips off the WIAA State Tournament at Kohl Center. On Saturday, March 15th at 1 p.m. is the Boys Varsity Sectional Final versus WIAA at Oshkosh North High School. Friday, March 21st at 6:35 is Boys Varsity Basketball State versus WIAA at Kohl Center. For more events and details, visit OshkoshNorthSpartansAthletics.com.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar brought to you by Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub. Open to all those looking to break free from the tyranny of cheap pizza and powdered Mac. Locally sourced from the community for the highest quality ingredients. Zaroni's.com. Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the Macaroni and Pizza Pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zaroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zaroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zaroni's.com.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Welcome back to what I can't believe is the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Back to the phone lines. Jeff from Green Bay. Good morning to you, Jeff. You say what?
Oh, hi, Earl. Been a long time no speak.
Yes, sir.
Don't lose hope. That's the first thing. And sometimes you just have to let the children hurt themselves.
Yeah,
that's
but
what's going to happen.
That's all of us. All of us feel it.
And it's going to have to happen.
Yeah.
Because half the country hates the other half. And the only way you can get rid of hate is you all have to have a common dilemma. And so we're going to have to just let it happen.
Well, Jeff, I just don't
think. I'm a Democrat. I'm on Social Security. I'm on Medicare. And I'm willing to just die in the street.
You know,
that's what it's going to take to get the country to wake up and realize giving money to the rich is not a winning plan.
It's not, Jeff. Jeff, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for always listening and calling. Thank you. Jack from Racine, good morning to you. Jack, you say what?
Good morning. I was listening to the fellow who sent you a text. I think it was Steve or James. I hope he's still listening. And I think a lot of hardworking people look at the budget and they say that the national debt, and they equate it to their own budget, say we couldn't live with this kind of debt. But I call an old friend. He's a farmer. He's a construction guy, and that was his. I haven't talked to him for a long time, but that was his issue. He didn't realize that Donald Trump was one of the highest debt raising presidents ever,
yes.
And that now he's going to do it again.
Yes.
He didn't realize that at all. You know. And he had forgotten about that. Hey, they're giving tax. The reason we went into debt is we gave tax breaks to wealthy people.
$7 trillion in 4 years, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So I understand. I understand why they thought they were doing the right thing by voting for Trump. But they just don't follow it. They work hard and they swallow that line.
Hey, Jack, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Ruth from McClare. Good morning to you, Ruth. You say what? Ruth from McClare. Ruth, are you there?
Give me 1 second, Earl.
Okay.
I have some issues with the computer.
Okay. So in the interim. You know, we really just are in a horrible, horrible place. I don't know how we get out of it. I honestly don't. I know people say have faith, but you have to give me something to build my faith off of. What I see with my naked eye takes away any faith that I have that things are going to get better. You know, you got it? Okay, things on us. Okay, all right. So I can go to Ruth from Eau Claire.
You'll come on.
All right, Ruth, you there? Hey,
I'm
Ruth.
Not Ruth, Earl.
Okay, go ahead. Who are
can you?
Can
you hear me?
Terry from
the Northwoods. Terry from the Northwoods?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I like your rendition of Tavares there. That was good.
All right. All right.
Anyway, Rick Smith, who's on your fine network, said that the Democrats ought to leave Washington, D.C. and go into Republican districts and have town hall meetings and listen to people. Invite them in.
No.
And get their complaints.
Hey, Terry.
That was Rick's idea.
Hey, Terry, no question. Thank you very much. I don't disagree with that. Really appreciate it. Okay, let me see. Okay, Ruth. Ruth, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, all right. You say what?
I am saying in terms of you were talking about cuts, Medicare, Medicaid, you know, those dollars come into communities. They take care of people.
Yes.
They give jobs. Those jobs bring money into the community to purchase what families need in order to survive, you know, to manage their own households. This money routes around in our communities and does so much good. It's not like it just goes to a person. Those people generally need to hire other people to help them in their daily life so that they can maintain their own health in some way. The other thing is that Social Security is not a government program in the same way that Medicare and Medicaid is. Social Security is our dollars, our savings account. That is not money that we get taxed for in terms of, so that money doesn't result from taxes. That money results from our hard-earned dollars going into that Social Security fund.
Hey, Ruth, thank you very much. And all the rest of you on the phone lines, I'm sorry we ran out of time. We'll be back on tomorrow. Certainly give us a call. I'll be joined once again by my co-host, Sandy Williams. We'll continue the conversation. We'll give you an opportunity. I promise you. Thank all of you who made the show go. Thank you, Cardi. Up next, Jane Madner, Greg Bach, Madner on air. See you later.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Jane Madner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Judge Susan Crawford joins us at 11:06. The election just 5 weeks away for the next spot on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Don't miss it.
Madner on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Get out of the house, grab your friends, and head to Fifth Ward Brewing Company in downtown Oshkosh. With 22 taps of rotating craft beer, we've got everything from hoppy IPAs to tangy sours and rich barrel-aged stouts, all brewed right here in Oshkosh.
Take a seat at the bar, one of our high-top tables, or relax in the beer garden and enjoy trivia, comedy shows, board games, vinyl records, and locally made pizza. You name it, we've got it.
At Fifth Ward Brewing, beer isn't just a drink, it's an adventure. Come see what the hype's all about.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump says on social media tariffs will go into effect on imports from Canada and Mexico Tuesday, and the tariffs on all Chinese goods will double from the current 10% number. There are fears these tariffs will lead to higher prices for American consumers. ABC's Michael Strahan asked Amazon CEO Andy Jassy if prices will be going higher.
At the end of the day, if you're building a sustainable business, you can't lose money in everything you're doing.
Should they expect prices to go up across the board on all products?
I hope not.
Today, President Trump will meet with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, the two expected to discuss the war in Ukraine. The West Texas measles outbreaks resulted in the U.S.'s first measles death since 2015. A school-aged girl has died. More than 120 people have been infected. Authorities in New Mexico say there were no signs of foul play at the home of legendary actor Gene Hackman, where the 95-year-old was found dead along with his wife and their dog. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa.